Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner who has a product, a service, or a message that you believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look into the real-world marketing and networking tactics and strategies for getting what you have in front of you to a lot more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and now let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another dual episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple and Entrepreneur Rescue Mission. I am here with my beautiful and amazing wife, co-host, and business partner, Nancy Evans Aaron.
Hello.
So we're going to be talking about today the main reasons why people aren't engaging in your content on social media. Now, I will just let you guys know, a week from today, October 30th through November 1st, I'm actually doing a free LinkedIn workshop called Creating LinkedIn Content That Creates Sales. So if you want to kind of learn all about that and more, the link to register, it's completely free, is in the description of this episode. And it's from 1 to 2 p.m. EDT, live and recorded. Monday the 30th, Tuesday the 31st, happy Halloween, and Friday the 1st of November, which is crazy to say that it's already November. Wow, weird. Anyway, so we're going to be going over the three main reasons why people aren't engaging in your content. And Nancy, I want you to kind of talk about the first one. And the first one is, it's probably your content stinks or it's not good. So talk about the fact that people don't realize that, yeah, you may be hitting that easy button by just sharing an inspirational quote or something, but if your content isn't good, people aren't going to engage in it.
Yeah. Well, so I obviously, you know, do a lot of this for my agency, and especially right with AI out there and people trying to take the easy way out, you know, just pumping out a lot of generic content. The reason why a lot of people aren't engaging with your content is, to your point, right? It probably stinks. You know, we need to make sure that we're creating content that resonates with our audience, that provides value to our audience, that either, you know, teaches them, it makes them feel something, it makes them walk away, right? You know, we want to create that content where it makes it easy to share it, like it, love it, or engage with it. Right. You know, in fact, years ago, you know, I read a book around platform building, you know, talking about creating content on social media and so on and so forth. And one thing that really stuck with me is, you know, that content can only be five things, right? It can be motivational, it can be educational, it can be promotional, it can be engaging, and it can be entertaining, right? If it can only be those five things, think about how many ways that you can take that, you know, that you can really share that content and that information. We want to make it interesting. We want to make sure people, you know, whenever they look at your stuff, it makes them really, you know, obviously care and maybe provides value to them. So definitely number one, if people are not engaging, make sure you go back to the drawing board. You know, what are people engaging with? I did this the other day, actually, on Instagram. You can pull up in your insights. If you click on the little hamburger in the top right, and, you know, of course you have to have a business Instagram profile, but you click on your insights and you go to posts and you can pull up for the last year what posts people actually resonated with. And you can filter it either by likes, you know, or engagements. You can filter it by reach, so on and so forth. And so that's a great way, right, to pull up and really get focused on what people are really resonating with and do more of it, right? We want to do more of what's working.
And the second thing that I will say, and that's awesome, is you've probably built the wrong network. So Nancy and I have talked about this in previous episodes that you have to market with people. And I was on a podcast a few weeks ago, and the gentleman that was interviewing me said, you know what, he goes, I see these people with large networks on LinkedIn, but no one's liking and engaging in their content. Well, it's because they're just spraying and praying. They're just literally looking to get warm bodies into their network. They're just connecting with everyone. The way that you get people to engage in your content, whether it be LinkedIn, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, is you have to provide content that is actually being directed towards a target audience. You can't just spray and pray and just put it out to anyone. And that's what I love about LinkedIn, is because you can build a specific network. You know, you can have ideal clients, you can have business allies, a part of your connections. And then you have to think about, okay, what content should I provide to this network that I've built that would allow them to engage? So making sure that you're building the right kind of network that people would find the content that you're providing value and value added would engage. The second thing that I will say to that, and then Nance, if you have any other insights, I want you to share them. Yeah. Ask people to engage. I mean, every single post that I put out on LinkedIn, the last thing that people see is, what was your biggest takeaway? Comment below. So if you want people to engage in your content and you've built the right network, just ask them. So Nance, what are some of your thoughts and feelings on the importance of building the right kind of network?
Yeah, I would say that's everything. You know, if we think about the LinkedIn algorithm, for example, you know, as soon as you make a post, right, it thinks, okay, you know, it computes or does whatever it does, who is going to find this, you know, content relevant? Who is going to actually care about this content? And if you're not connected to the right people and you're not building the right network, those things aren't going to sync up, which means what? People aren't going to see your stuff. No one's going to be engaging with it in turn. So I always tell my clients, in fact, we were having a great conversation about a week ago. You have to set that expectation, and you guys have to know that expectation, right? You know, there's two parts of the puzzle. We need to, number one, create the great content, but two, we need to be growing the right audience. You know, do you think if a DJ came into a club and he starts playing, you know, let's say it's a young club, you know, with young kids, you know, whatever, and he starts playing like really old 50s music and it's like so low, I mean, do you think they're going to love it? Do you think they're going to give thumbs up? Do you think they're going to be happy? Do you think they're going to recommend people go back to that club? Probably not. Right. So you want to make sure that you're building the right network so that it's obviously the people who care about that content within your audience.
Now, the third and final thing, the third and final thing is, I would say it seems pretty elementary, but people forget it. And you're not providing value. So if you want people to engage, you have to give them a reason to engage. So going to back to my first example, if you're just posting quote tiles and, you know, just sharing memes or whatever, that's not leaving people better. Meaning the content that you provide should educate and inform, but also take people from learning to applying. Meaning, you want to teach them something, whether it be a post, a video, an article, you know, a poll, anything. You want to be teaching them something. You want to raise attention and awareness around something that, again, if they end up applying it, it's going to give them a result back. And that's what you want. So if you're not providing value, if you're just selling and pitching to your audience all the time, number one, they're not going to engage. Number two, they're going to disengage. They're going to basically leave your network because you're not doing it. It's not about what can, you know, you do for me today. The fact of the matter is you have to give without expecting anything back in return. You know, the investment of your time, your energy, and your effort of giving free value, that is how you build the know, like, and trust with your audience. So if you're not providing that value, you can't expect someone to engage back.
Yeah. You know what? A question that comes up often, Scott, and, you know, I'd like to hear your response to this is, you know, how much value should I provide, right? I don't want to give everything away. You know, is there such a thing?
I hate that question.
Yeah. But I mean, right. Like I
give it all. Like yeah. If anyone has attended any of our workshops, we don't hide anything. And here's the thing. If you're afraid to give value, you're not confident in what you're offering. Plain and simple. You're not confident with what you're offering. You have a scarcity mindset. So give people the keys to the castle. Like if anyone watches any of our workshops, attends any of our trainings, looks at any of our content, we're constantly giving people free, helpful tips and advice of what they can do.
Well, I want to be real with you.
Damn.
Guys. we can Google anything, right? Anyone can Google anything. Anyone can go online, right? I mean, even with AI now, right? We can figure it all out, right? Ourselves, if we really wanted to, right? We can pull all that information together. It's out there. The thing is most often, right, people get so scared of sharing too much value because they don't want to give away the goods that they don't share enough value. And the thing is when you crush it and when you share value, in fact, this is a big marketing topic that keeps coming up. In fact, Alex Hormozi, I think, was someone who recently did this. I just want to paint this picture really quickly for you guys. Is he did this huge event. We're talking like thousands and thousands of people, right, came to this event. You know, he spent a lot of money, obviously, getting this all set up. And at the end of it, everyone was expecting him to pitch and to sell and to, you know, promote up into a, you know, next level program or so on and so forth, which is typically what happens. But instead of doing that, he gave everyone a little program, right? It's basically like, here you go. And here's next steps.
He generated over 100,000 emails.
Wow. So here's the thing. Some people, right, are saying, oh my God, is he crazy? You know, what is he doing? He did all this. But I want you guys to think about, right, what did he just do? He did something that is more effective in marketing than probably selling, you know, X amount of people into a program. One, he gave people so much value. He created diehard fans, right? You don't think these people are going to walk out of that event and go, oh my gosh, you got to check this guy out. He's amazing. He gives so much value. He's an expert. He's incredible. And guess what? Next time, or, you know, they're ready for next steps and they actually do, who are they going to go to, right? You know, it's the human rule of reciprocity. So provide value, guys. Break the chains off, you know, that make you feel like you can't share, you know, the things that you're an expert on. Anyone. Facts, guys. Anyone can go out and find whatever stuff that they want to find. It's you compiling that knowledge and putting it together and being the face and being that trustworthy expert, right, that people can partner with, right? That's where, you know, all of this is in, but you're going to build that know, like, and trust much quicker if you are leading with value, right? In your content, in your business, in your service, everything, right? Of course, you're going to deliver value to people. And hopefully, right, what it is that you offer is going to give them amazing results and solve their problems. But do not hold back, right? If someone asks, hey, Scott, how do you do a LinkedIn newsletter? Just because that's part of his program doesn't mean, right, he's not going to share, you know, how to do a LinkedIn newsletter. He's going to share that value. And then if that person's ready for next steps or wants, you know, the whole approach and that whole sales system for LinkedIn, they know where to go.
People invest in those that invest in them. And when you're investing in other people with your content, eventually they will invest back with you monetarily with something that you offer. So again, if your content stinks, improve it. Build the right kind of network and be a value-added person. And just a quick reminder, again, a week from today, I will be doing my free LinkedIn workshop, creating LinkedIn content that creates sales. The description has the link to register, so please do. It is from October 30th to November 1st, 1 to 2 p.m. EDT, live and recorded. So we hope you enjoy today's episode. Love and gratitude, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much again for checking out today's episode. And if you are listening through iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are, please leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you loved, what you would like to see improved, or ideas you have for future episodes. And if you are interested in taking your business to the next level, don't hesitate to go to my website, www.scottaron.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me, where I can learn more about you, your business, what you're struggling with, and how we can work together. And don't forget to check out my wife, Nancy, and mine, our free community on Facebook called LinkedIn Leads for Life. We would love to see you in there. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you, everyone, for your support. Grateful for each and every one of you.